This is Let's Talk Big, the Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester, with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is Carrie, a Memoir of Survival on Stolen Land, from 2020 recipient of the NEA Creative Writing Fellowship, Tony Jensen. It's a memoir and essays about gun violence, land, and Indigenous women's lives. Now sharing passages, topics, and events related to the book, Carrie, a Memoir of Survival on Stolen Land, is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
We're here to talk big. My name is Jen Hazel, and I have with me
Jane Berger.
And we have a special guest with us.
Hello, everyone. My name is Adam Wagner. I'm the lead academic advisor for liberal arts here at Owens Community College.
Fabulous.
He is fabulous.
Today, we're going to talk about book club. When's our next book club?
The next book club is Wednesday, September 20th at noon.
And where is it?
It's in the CTI, College Hall 117.
We're going to kind of talk about book club. We're going to talk about why people should be participating in book club.
Book club is a super awesome opportunity that people should get involved with on campus. I got involved with book club because a couple reasons. One, like working with you in liberal arts, like I'm an advisor trying to get involved with the school, things like that. Also, I'm an English major, so like I love books, things like that.
I know I'm high-fiving you in the room for the English major.
You know, having a librarian too, like it's close. All, yeah, I mean, you got the librarian thing, so that is more than an English major. Maybe. But just looking for ways to get involved, especially as a staff member, I think being staff is a little more of a unique experience than faculty because we don't necessarily have like a classroom that we can present things to students, but we interact with students on the daily, tons of students all the time. Being part of campus is really important to us too. And so the wonderful thing about the Big Read and what you and Jane have been doing is that book club kind of allows opportunities for staff to get involved with the Big Read, for us to kind of learn about it, how to promote it to students, and also just like get to know our colleagues and kind of like be, you know, a unified kind of faculty staff and kind of it's a really unique opportunity, I think, for one campus to kind of have a unifying book or idea or topic that we can all kind of collectively gather around and kind of build that culture of learning and education, which is like what college is all about, right?
Tell us what the experience is like when you are sitting there in book club. What the experience is like when you're there.
Book club is a really relaxed experience. There's usually lots of different staff and faculty from all different departments. So it's not like you have to feel like you're only coming from academics. We have people from veterans. We have people from the library. We have people from admissions. We have people from student services, kind of all over the place. It's a very relaxed environment too. One of the things that I love about book club that you and Jane have structured it with is no pressure to have read the whole book or even like arguably even not even the chapter we're discussing that day. Like you can just come, like anyone can just come to book club and then like we'll hand you a copy of the book and discuss it. And like that, it's that kind of welcoming attitude. It's kind of just like democratizing learning in book club. Like, you know, you don't have to be an expert, just come and learn. And so I think that that is really engaging for people because some people are like, oh, I don't, you know, they feel that pressure. It's like takes you back to middle school where you're like, I have to read all of my assigned pages. It's like, no, you don't. Just come during lunch, snack on some carrots, listen to people talk. It's super fun.
Carrots or brownies.
But the other thing I think is unique to our book club is it's not just sitting there and discussing the book. Because we do have some faculty members, you are doing. And so there are activities that have been planned. And you can work together. You can work individually. Again, it's a laid back, no pressure. Mm-hmm. But I like it because it really is a great way to get conversation flowing. Because it's just the questions, you don't have to have read the book. It's kind of your opinion on a topic or, you know, a current and relevant issue that's out there right now.
And for those of you who are diehard readers, there also is discussion that is about the book.
It's legit.
So let's also say that too.
I didn't mean that it's all just totally.
But you're right though, because people do shy away when they feel that they haven't made the mark that, oh, I didn't read that.
There's a space for everyone. As an avid reader myself, I come in and I've got my underlines and my highlights and things like that. And I feel like I am engaging with the material and getting a rewarding conversation out. And then I know some of my colleagues, like, maybe didn't get to read all the chapters that week. And they're also having a rewarding experience and taking something out of it. Like Jane said, I love the activities. There's always pieces of paper on my seat, and I never know what we're going to do with them. And it's exciting every time to see what we're going to do with that piece of paper that day. So,
and I think, too, it might sometimes entice people to want to read the book. If they hadn't had an opportunity, it might be bumped up on their priority list a little bit just based on our conversations.
We did talk a lot about faculty and staff, but we're hoping that we're going to gather some of our student listeners to come to book club as well. Don't be intimidated by the fact that there's faculty and staff at book club. We want to see you too, and we want to hear your voice, and you are more than welcome to come to book club as well.
100%. Yeah.
But you can't grab a brownie and leave. You have to stay at least for 5 minutes.
Absorb a topic.
That's and right, then, exactly. Yes,
absolutely. Well, I need to make sure that we wrap this up. So we had a wonderful discussion today about book club. Adam, thank you so much for being here. When again is our next book club, Adam?
It's September 20th, Wednesday, September 20th, noon, 12 o'clock p.m. in CTI at College Hall 117.
And it is okay if you come late and have to leave early too. Mm-hmm. We understand all those things. So thank you so much, Adam, for being here. We have a very, very special guest coming next week, and that's all I want to say about that. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure, though, that everyone is aware that they need to listen to Let's Talk Big on the Outcasts OCCR Owens Community College Radio. We're on Thursdays, 7 and 10 and 7 and 10. And as well as on the Owens Outcome Student Media Center YouTube channel, in case you miss it on the radio. You can check it there, and you can check it on the website. Our address is, Jane?
owens.edu/humanities/read. I've been practicing a lot.
On behalf of Jane Berger, Adam Wagner, I'm Jen Hazel. Keep talking big.
Join us again for Let's Talk Big, The Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel.